This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we talk at length about the changes we see in technology, whether that be seeds, chemicals, but most importantly, equipment. And the larger equipment that we see in the fields also gives us a question that we may have not thought of before. Where are we supposed to put it when we're not using it? It's not like you can just leave it sit outside, and a lot of the sheds just don't have the room for it anymore. We talk about what are the options and some of the demand we're seeing right after this.
Heat up the summer with an Iowa Soybean Association farmer membership powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Access timely industry info, engage in on-farm research, and join producer programs, all designed to support your operation's unique needs. Activate or confirm your membership before August 31st and be entered to win one of many unique prizes, including a solo stove. Visit iasoybeans.com today to learn more. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers.
When we talk about the new technology that we are using on our farm, needless to say, we need to find a place to put it. We buy this new technology, but we don't always have the room in our sheds or shops to accommodate. Well, Dennis Lee is a farm product line manager for Morton Buildings, and he talks to us about the trend we see in this need for larger space.
As farm equipment's gotten larger and high-tech, there's been a growing need for new farm shops to become more modern to accommodate those machines. A building that was suitable for your grandpa's 4020 is probably not a good fit for your new 9RX. It's particularly true with farmers who previously stored equipment outdoors. We used to see quite a few cold storage or open-sided type buildings, and the trend now is to more climate-controlled, conditioned, more modern farm shops to protect those enormous investments. And the other factor that we see is the huge demand for used equipment. Used equipment values continue to skyrocket, and we all know that equipment stored inside demands a much higher price at auction day.
And when these sheds are being designed and built, it seems that farmers are implementing more high-end components into these new sheds. Some of the things that we're seeing going into farm sheds now were being used in race car, especially NASCAR team garages, back in the day.
I had the fortune of managing our NASCAR account prior to taking on the farm market, and I'm seeing more and more farm buildings that are taking components or cues from even the NASCAR industry. So we're seeing higher levels of finishes, higher levels of technology. This can include things like LED lighting, epoxy flooring, the large high-volume fans, air hose systems, and we've even seen quite a few buildings with clean spaces for computer server rooms and areas for diagnostics and calibration of planter components or GPS pictures on tractors and that type of thing.
And of course, a high-end building needs a high-end door. Long gone are just the sliding track doors that we used to have. Now we have to have doors that are not only larger, but more protective of what's inside.
The door is typically the most interacted with portion of your building, where historically to get the large format openings required for planters or harvesters, we had no choice but to go with the sliding door. You know, sliding door is a very utilitarian feature. Makes a big opening, relatively long-lasting, but they do have their drawbacks. You're not going to have a great weather seal for these new conditioned buildings. You got to get out of the tractor and muscle the door open. And we're seeing more and more buildings go with either the large sectional overhead style doors or even the large hydraulic doors. And that's actually a technology that's been borrowed from the commercial airplane hangar industry. And those doors can span sometimes up to 100 feet.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.